So the gospel, it's right on my business card, my gospel card, the other side.
Your business card.
Yeah, it's a business-sized card, right. But it's a gospel card. The gospel is Jesus Christ shed blood for the forgiveness of sins, his resurrection for the defeating of death. Jesus was fully man, fully God, showed us who God was, showed us the kingdom of God to come, made the way for us, and we place our faith in him.
And he is God.
And he is God. I said okay. Fully man, fully God. So that's the beginning of the gospel. Sadly, in America, as I travel, I'm a traveling street preacher. I travel across America. Most people that are considering themselves Christians, most people will just leave it off there and say, yep, I have my faith in Jesus. That's what I believe. And I'm going to heaven because of that. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches we place our faith in Christ, his shed blood, his resurrection. He's the foundation. He's everything. But then the Bible says you must repent. Jesus' first ministry words were, repent lest you perish. Once you have a faith in Jesus, I used to be a worldly drunk, my wife as well. Once you have a faith in Jesus and believe he was God and lived a perfect life and shed his blood for you, you repent, you realize you're going the wrong way, so you change your mind about how you live and how the world lives, and you turn towards the things of God. When that happens, not only does your mind change, your actions change. So we gave up drinking, the Spirit of God and the Word of God turned us in the right direction. So faith, repentance, but there's more. The Bible says you must be born again to enter into the kingdom of God, John 3:3. So God only does that. We can't do it. We can't birth ourselves.
Flesh gives birth to flesh.
But it's our will. It's our will that unites with God. And God sees a willing vessel that has faith in Christ, has repentant heart and mind. Then God gives you a new heart and a new mind. You're born again. Faith, repentance, you're born again. It's not done. Everybody stops really short. Then the Bible says the fruit that you're born again. Jesus says you must abide in me, John 15. I'm the vine, you are the branches. You will produce little tiny bits of fruit. No, you will produce much fruit.
If a man remains
holiness,
in me and I in him.
Yep. Holiness and obedience now mark God's people. We cannot work our way to heaven. We need his perfect righteousness. But those who are born of God strive to live as righteous saints. Noah was a righteous man. Job was a righteous man. Abraham was a righteous man. Paul strived to be a righteous man.
But the good he wanted to do, he didn't do, and the evil he didn't want
he
to do.
He struggled with his flesh, but he also said, don't continue to sin, right before that.
If anyone sin Christ, he's a new creation.
Amen. And everybody likes to quote this verse while you're saying that, Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Everybody loves that verse.
If you're in Christ Jesus.
No. Do you know how that verse finishes? What's the end of that verse? Very important. For those who walk according to the Spirit, not the flesh. So if you live in sin and you constantly sin and you walk in sin, you live in the flesh.
Aren't you living in repentance then?
Romans 8:8 says you cannot live in sin. Let me finish the gospel. So faith, repentance, you're born again. Holiness and obedience. You come out of the culture. You come out of man-made Sunday religion, all of the denominations, all of the false ways, false gospels, false Jesus. You must repent and come out of all that. And the fruit of all of that is you're abiding in the Word of God, his New Testament body, his model, not man-made systems. And then the final part of the gospel, we're not Calvinists. Calvinism is demonic. You must endure in a saving faith to the end. I'm married. I must endure in my marriage. If I had a job, I must endure in the job. God always requires, we're in a covenant. We're not in a relationship per se with Jesus. We're in a covenant. He had a covenant with Adam and Eve. He had a covenant with Noah. He had a covenant with Abraham. He had a covenant with Israel. We have a covenant today.
Sure.
And the other day I was street witnessing and a man said to me, Jesus did everything. It's all done. We don't have to do nothing. And I said, you are so wrong. He said, why did he say it's finished? I said, he said it's finished because his work was done. His part of the covenant was perfect. Our work continues, striving after him. Luke 13, he says, strive to enter through the narrow way. Sure. So that's the biblical gospel. So we travel, we street preach whole gospel signs to call people out of this wicked culture and also out of man-made religion. We go to religious places and stand outside. We go to events and stand outside. That's the biblical gospel. You have no hope unless you have all five of those components and you're striving, living in them. And I have to say most people in America that claim to be Christians are keeping a Sunday church model. We're not Sabbatarians. They're keeping a Sunday church model. They're keeping Christmas. They're keeping Easter. They're keeping man-made names, Baptist, Mennonite, Lutheran, Roman Catholic. These are all made of man. And if you read Mark 7, Jesus couldn't be clearer. You could tie me to a tree and burn me. I don't care. I believe what he said. He told the Pharisees, you're adding to the commandments of God. The washing of pots and cups is all he talked about. The washing of pots and cups. And Jesus says, howbeit in vain you worship me because of your man-made traditions. If Jesus came back today and saw the American church with all of its paganism and worldliness and man-made names, oh, I hate to even imagine what he would do. He made a whip in John 2. He'd clear these places, and that includes from Roman Catholicism all the way to Anabaptists. Sure. That's the gospel.
There you nailed our Amish friends.
Yes, and what are you, sir?
There, I'm redeemed by the blood.
Are you part of a religious group?
I certainly am.
What group are you with?
No problem.
What group are you with, can I ask?
Wisconsin Synod Lutheran.
Lutheran.
Right.
Okay.
And you know, when our Savior Jesus said, repent.
Yes.
He meant that the whole life of the Christian was to be one of repentance.
Absolutely.
And what is repentance?
Repentance.
Turning from sin.
Changing your mind and then changing your ways.
Well, but that change of mind.
Yeah, you quit smoking, you throw your cigarettes away.
It's a middle voice. Yep. And it's something that only the Spirit works through that gospel message.
The Spirit works it, but we must do it.
It comes from hearing, right? But
we must do it.
Your whole definition sounded like you were adding all kinds of works to the gospel.
Works is part of salvation. It's the fruit of it. Go read James.
Oh, sure.
So you just said adding works. So you have to add works in.
But depending on your works?
No, I didn't say that. I told you we need the perfect righteousness of Christ. Right. But if you don't have the righteousness in your life, that means you're living in sin. You won't enter into the kingdom of God. And you mentioned Lutheran. Do you know Luther was a murderous, hateful heretic? Did you know that?
Certainly.
All right. So you're attached to a man-made name.
Hold on.
You're attached to a man-made name.
As far as that.
You're going to make excuses for Luther now?
No, I'm going to refer you back to the Apostle Paul.
No, I want to talk about Luther. I just preached Paul.
The scripture.
I just preached what Paul said. I want to talk to you. You're adhering to a Martin Luther who said, baptize a Jew by throwing him in a river.
That would be no different than me following you.
No. But don't name yourself after me. Why are you named a Lutheran?
Luther didn't ask for people to name him.
You're right. Why are you doing that? That's sinful. Have you ever read 1 Corinthians? Paul says, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Apollos. That's sinful.
Yeah, I follow Christ.
That's sinful. Then you shouldn't be doing that. Repent of that.
Well,
repent of your Lutheranism. Repent of being named after a murderous heretic. He agreed with the peasants being murdered. He said, put a rock around... Let me talk. He said, put a rock around the Jew's neck. That's how you baptize him and throw him in the river. Adolf Hitler... Look up history.
Quoted.
No. Adolf Hitler used Martin Luther's writings.
Sure. That's what I meant.
To stir up the hatred. And you name yourself after him and follow a man-made system. He was a Calvinist. John Calvin.
No, he wasn't a Calvinist. He's a Lutheran.
He was a Calvinist. And John Calvin. Don Calvin signed off on murdering people too, executing people too. So you follow a reformed evangelical system that's not of God. It's not part of the gospel I just preached. You're keeping Sunday as the Lord's Day. It's not the Lord's Day. You're keeping Christmas.
Keep it as the Lord's Day. We're free to keep any day.
Your faith calls it the Lord's Day. Your faith calls it the Lord's Day. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Go look it up. Christmas and Easter. Christmas and Easter are pagan holidays. Eschar, Resurrection Sunday, whatever you want to call it. God never ordained it. So why would you come?
Why would the early Christian church start meeting on Sundays? To celebrate the resurrection of the
First Lord. Of all, there's only three places where they met on Sundays. Two of them was after the Lord resurrected, and they were all confused.
Don't let anyone judge you by a Sabbath or a festival day or new moon.
You're right. You can meet on any day of the week you want. Correct. Lutherans call it the Lord's Day. It's a lie. Yes, they do.
They do. Never refer to it as the Lord's Day.
You're following a system that does. You're following pagan holidays. You're following the false gospel. You're following all types of false ways.
You're not a false gospel. It's the same gospel that...
No.
No. Because there's a historical tag to something?
No, not a historical tag. You're theologically wrong.
Oh.
You're theologically wrong.
Look at it.
The Lutherans keep a false system.
Here's the covenant,
you guys baptize babies?
No problem. Baptized all of my own children.
Oh, baptize babies.
Why?
Not one person in the New Testament was baptized as a baby. You have to make a decision for Christ.
Oh,
that's heresy.
Now you're saved by your decision.
That's heresy. Absolutely.
No,
you're saved by your will meeting God's.
Nope.
Absolutely.
And it's your will. You're making your will a work.
This is where I'm going to end the conversation because I don't go on with heretics. You're a heretic. I have articles.
But I'm already identifying you.
I have articles on my website that expose the Lutheran faith. Go look them up. Go look them up. Go look up the articles exposing Lutheranism.
What does he say about baptism?
You tell me. You want to be the expert on baby baptism, you tell me.
Okay.
What does
Peter
it say?
3:21, baptism saves you.
Yep. Not baby baptism. Baptism
Acts
is part of obedience. You can't obey as a baby.
What's it mean to be born of water in the
they
Spirit?
They baptized all adults. There's not one example of baptizing babies. Martin Luther was a baby baptizing, Mary praying heretic. You're following a false teacher. I have to rebuke you. I have to rebuke you and send you on your way.
Okay, and I got to rebuke you.
This conversation is over. This conversation is over, and now I really don't want to talk to you anymore, so please go away. Please go away. I want to rebuke you. I don't want to talk to a false teacher. Thank you. You need to repent of your false Lutheranism. Martin Luther's a heretic. I have lots of articles on my website. Look it up. Repent. Jesus Christ is the way. Repent of Lutheranism.